of the week comes from one of our dedicated young women who serve as group leaders. Little pitch for the youth department. And a question came up as follows, not uncommon, and it could come up for others as well. So the groups begin at 9:45, and this young woman began davening at 9 o'clock minyan. She davened shacharis, and then had to go down to lead the groups. And until she finished with the groups, and later, and, go home for lunch and whatnot. So she did not have a chance to daven musaf. She wanted to daven musaf, but it's already the time for mincha. And she asked, which one do I daven first? Do I say musaf first? Do I do mincha first? This could happen if you're a hatzalah worker. It's not uncommon on a Shabbos morning someone to get called out to the ambulance, after shacharis, and then not come back till 3 o'clock in the afternoon after coming back from the hospital. So which one do you daven first? Now, the question is, obviously... Oh, okay, by Yom Kippur, right. So let's start with that, because Rabbi Amman brought that up. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Reish Chaf, in the end of the laws of Yom Kippur, it says, Tov lekatzer, this is everyone's favorite halacha, Tov lekatzer bepiyutim ubeslichos shachris. It is a good idea to keep shachris short and sweet, and not to go too long with all the different piyutim and things that we say in the morning. Kedei lamaher beinyan sheyispal musaf kodem shevashos, in order to make sure that musaf begins before 7 hours have elapsed. So if the sun rises at 6 a.m., 1 p.m., okay, is 7 hours into the day, and that would be your target, to try to get to musaf before 1 p.m. A lot of shuls don't have that problem, I don't know. But it's recommended to try to get them both in the morning, the idea being, if you do that, it's the ideal time to daven musaf, and it's also prior to when the Zman from Mincha begins. If you look in the Gemara in Brachos, tells us that the ideal time to daven musaf is up until Sheva Shos. Strictly speaking, you can daven until the sun sets. If you didn't daven musaf earlier, you can daven musaf until the sun sets, because the parallel or the calibration of the tefillos musaf is based on the carbon musaf that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which is generally right after shacharis, not before 7 hours into the day. But if something got held up, you would do it later, before sunset. You don't daven musaf before shacharis. If you did, b'dieved you'd be yotzei. But the principle is very simple. There was a certain seder hadvarim in the Beis HaMikdash also. The tamid shel shachar was always the first carbon to be brought, and the tamid shel ben arbaim was supposed to be the last carbon that was brought, and the musaf has to find its way in there somewhere in the middle. But the Shulchan Aruch explains over here, l'chatchila roi lios zohir lahaskel tefillos musaf kolim sheishol semefta al yom. Start musaf before 6.5 hours into the day, because you're already at that point, you're moving towards 7 hours. That's mincha gedola. Now, what is so important about getting it in before mincha gedola? So this traces back to a Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chav Ches, which pretty much deals with the same issue that we're dealing with over here. The Gemara of their Paskins, halacha mispal shel mincha va'achar kach mispal shel musaf. Situation similar to ours. The Gemara says you should daven mincha and then musaf. Okay, now, what would be the reason why you daven mincha before musaf? If tadir v'shein tadir tadir kol, and that's usually what comes to people's minds in this type of question. This girl didn't daven musaf yet, but it's already time for mincha, so mincha is the more frequent prayer. You say it every single day. Musaf is once a week or yontif, whatever. So that would come first. But the Rishonim are clear it's not so simple, because the Gemara seems to tell us, I just read it to you, halacha mispal shel mincha va'achar kach mispal shel musaf. So what would the rationale for that be? So let's read the Tosos. This is quoted in that line Shulchan Aruch I told you before. Tosfos begins by saying, for this reason, best to daven musaf early in the day, right after shacharis, don't make it go too long. Because otherwise, you end up encountering what the Gemara tells you to do in the afternoon, daven mincha before musaf, and that's not ideal. That's not ideal because, again, you're going out of order. But then, Hari Omer de'enot tzarech. The Ri says, take your time on Yom Kippur davening. You don't have to rush. Why? When it says in that Gemara, daven mincha first, that's under unique circumstances. The only time that we apply the principle of tadir v'she'ino tadir, tadir kodem, you put on your towels before you put on tefillin. One reason is because towels is every day, and tefillin is 6 out of 7 days of the week. That's when you're faced with two mitzvos right in front of you at the same time, and you have to make a choice. So then the most frequent one takes precedence. But under normal circumstances, we daven mincha much later than we do musaf. So the Ri, in Tosa's reasons, well, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll daven musaf now, and I'm not interested in davening mincha until I come back, to shul later for shal shudas. So it's not really a situation of tadir v'she'ino tadir, where I have option A, option B, one is more frequent. Rather, it's, strictly speaking, it's musaf that I want to go eat lunch or do something else, take a nap. I'll come back for mincha later. So anytime the two mitzvah options are not directly presenting themselves immediately, you don't have to follow the rule of tadir. This finds itself in other halachas. Let's say, you know, there's an order in which way you're supposed to make brachos. You're supposed to make a mizonos before you make a bori pre eitz, right? So, but let's say I have them both on the table. And I'm having crackers. And my dessert is going to be apple. So I don't want to have an apple as an appetizer. I mean, that's, you know, to save for the end, that's for dessert. I'm not interested in option two before option one. Again, I reverse the order. Okay, if my mizonos was my dessert, my cookie was what I'm having for later. So then but I'm having a bowl of fruit. That's as long as my wife is watching, I have to make sure that's what's on the table. You know, and to have the treats later. So anything that I don't intend to be up for discussion at the moment, it doesn't enter into that calculation. So there's no precedence of tadir in this situation. So when would I ever have to daven mincha and musaf simultaneously? So one situation could be when it is tak at the end of the day, right? When it's 15 minutes before the sun sets and I have to daven both of them, so then tadir might win according to that opinion. Or another interesting and relevant application, generally we're not supposed to start a big meal before we daven mincha. Okay, now there's a discussion between Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, what constitutes a big meal? Okay, is a Shabbos meal a big meal? So probably not, because very often we do sit down to eat, you know, especially this time of year, you know, by the time you get home, 12:30 is already, you could be davening mincha at that point. So we hold that that's more relevant, mincha katana later in the day, but mincha gadol, you can sit down, you can have a meal. But let's say I had a big Sheva brachas, let's say it was going to be a, you know, more significant meal, then it could be that it's going to be usher for me to begin that meal before daven mincha, and then I really have a toss-up between musaf and mincha at the same time. So practical halacha, it really comes down to this question. If I can daven musaf right now without any qualms and without any interest in davening mincha at this moment, to speak to you in the Shulchan Aruch, hayu lefanav shnei tefilos, achashal mincha v'achashal musaf. If they were both in front of me right now, right? Kigon sha'achar milaspala, ichar milaspala tilos musaf, achishos, I delayed musaf till early afternoon, which is already the time of mincha, then I have to daven mincha first before musaf. That's what the Mechaber says for the Sfarim. Okay? But then he brings another opinion of Yesh Omrim, that's only if you have to daven both of them right now. Okay? Kigon sha'rotza lechol v'asholo lechol, achishpal mincha. So I need to eat, and I have to daven mincha before I eat. Okay, so then I have to choose between one. But if I don't plan on eating mincha right now, if it's Yom Kippur, right? If it's Yom Kippur, I'm not going to sit down to eat a meal anyway. So the second opinion Tosa says, then you don't need to proceed with mincha before musaf. Okay, so that is the, unless it's mincha katana, where, as we said, we have to start. One last point. Two less, but one point and a half. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says that quotes from the Rambam that we never ever put mincha before musaf in public. If you're on your own, if you're just a group leader, if the Hatzalah guy on the side, you need to daven, this is for you. But in public, we never do that, because that's going to be really confusing for people. And they're going to end up, under circumstances, davening too early, you know, out of order, and we don't, you know, sometimes it's important to know. In halacha, you know, sometimes people fight the rabbi and say, no, it has to be like this. Okay, but sometimes we do something which is so outlandish and breaks from the norm, then the halacha has a different set of standards, because it can create a great deal of confusion. The other last point I want to make is, what if you only have time for one tefillah, either musaf or mincha, and you're at the end of the day? Okay, 5 minutes left before the sun sets, mincha, musaf, right? What should take precedence based on our discussion? Mincha. No, because if I daven musaf now, I can daven two minchas later. We never make up musaf. There's because when I'm daven musaf after Shabbos is over, generally speaking, there's no tashlumin for musaf, but there would be for mincha, and therefore, in that case, musaf would take precedence, and you daven two minchas later. Okay.